Right? Just remove the bad hand. Bad eye, remove the eye. But Jesus is not saying that our hands and our eyes and our limbs cause us to sin. It's not our feet that are making us sin. It's our heart. Because from within come evil thoughts, adulteries, fornication, wickedness, all manner of sinful things. They come from within. So we need a new heart. And that is what Christ came to do. By the new covenant, by our faith in Him, in His blood, we are forgiven of our sins. He turns us from our sins. And He helps us that we might learn to walk as He walked, even as He walked. He that says he believes in Him ought himself to walk even as He walked. That's a scripture. We want to walk like Christ walked. We want to be like Him. That's what we need to do. We need to have faith in that. Do you believe you can do this? Because all things are possible to him that believes. Therefore, believe, and it will be done to you. You don't need to cut your arms off to avoid hell, the second death. No. Believe, and it'll be possible to you. But he's saying, it would be better. If this could do it, you would be better off doing it. So whatever needs to be done, let's do it. And look it. God hasn't asked us to do some hard thing like pluck out our eye. He's asked us to believe. But we find that so hard to do. I can't believe I'll ever be perfect. Well, because you're looking at your own ability. But what about God? You believe He can heal? You can believe He can raise the dead? If you can believe that Jesus Christ can raise the dead, you certainly ought to be able to believe that He can change your life and that He can turn you from your sin and iniquity and then you could stop doing all those things that displease God and that make you unlike Christ, that you could become like Him, that you could purge out the old leaven, have pure doctrine and pure righteousness. Undefiled by wickedness, it is certainly possible because there's nothing impossible when you believe. And when you believe what? In Jesus Christ. And what about Jesus Christ? In His promises. In the promises which we are given. We are given these exceeding great and precious promises that by these we may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Do you believe these things? Then there's great hope for you. And there's great power available for you in Christ. If you believe these things, all this is possible. All this is possible. So believe. And you, it will happen. It will be to you. But be patient as well. Because times are set in motion. And you know what? A lot of people, time goes by and tribulation, persecution arise. The cares of this world arise. And sometimes things take time so that those who don't belong can be weeded out. Don't you be weeded out. You continue in faith. Continue in belief. Continue in the things which Christ has taught. And you will never fail. I guarantee it.